Siskiyou County Supervisors will convene this morning, and let's see. Kiernan, would you do the flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor Bradley.
Father, we're grateful today for another day to live. We're so appreciative of the rain, the clean air, and the brightness and the new growth. And Father, we just want to express that gratitude and that pleasure that we enjoy because you love us and care about us. We pray for the proceedings here today, for all those who have a part, who have things to say. We just pray, God, that all will work out. There'll be encouragement. There'll be fairness, and there'll be an intent to do the right things for our county, for our citizens. And I thank you for the work of all those who participate. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, the floor is yours.
All righty. Let's start with roll call. Supervisor Chris.
Present person.
Supervisor Cobbseff.
Here.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
And I believe Supervisor Ogren is absent, and Supervisor Haupt.
Here.
And the board will be convening today as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and County Service Area 4 and receives no additional compensation.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm going to go to presentations from the public. This time slot is information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments, and please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of this board. In-house, I have one public comment, Supervisor Grace Bennett. Good to see you this morning.
Nice to see you all, too. I have wonderful things for you.
Oh, she has presents.
Okay. All right.
Is this a payoff?
Yeah. I brought you some things from the Collier Center. CGC, Collier's Interpretive and Information Center.
Thank you.
This morning. And we've been open about 6 months, and we have over 7,000 visitors that have stopped this year. We're going to be closed for about a month. The Siskiyou Opportunity Center has a problem with their contract, and they have to go out to bid for that contract, so they're closing both Weed and the Collier Center for a month until that gets resolved. So that's affecting us a little bit, but it gives us time to clean and do some other things. My other thing is the museum. We're working with Michael, and we have the museum open 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 3, and it's going quite well. We just had a program for, it was called Family Fun Day. We had probably 350 people there. And they went through the outdoor museum and the indoor museum, and we've had quite a few. We have, which is really interesting, we have more out-of-town people than in-town people on a normal day, but when we have events, and the community comes together and is there. So we are working closely with Mount Shasta Museum and our museum, and so it's working really, really well. And we'll continue to do that. I've had some cleanup done in the outdoor museum. A lot of the trees have been cut down that were dead, and we want to do some more cleanup out there. There's a lot of stuff that has no real meaning, and we'd like to clean that up too and get that taken care of. My other thing, and it's on the agenda today, is for Hebert's Field. And I want to thank Kai Burton for all of her work that she's done on that. And it will do another upgrade for Hebert's Field. The Friends of Heber have been in existence for about 10 years, and he recently did an upgrade on our contract for another 5 years. We've put in new bathrooms, new stands, new fences, protection. This grant is to develop the well that's out there. Our biggest expense is the water. And so this grant is to develop the well, put in new underground irrigation system. That irrigation system was done in the 80s, and it was done by Deadwood Conservation Camp. And they put the primer on the pipes, but they didn't put the glue. And so over the years, we have explosions of water every so often. So this will solve that problem and get the watering done for the whole field. The lights were also put in about that time. And so we're going to replace all the lights with LED lights, so that will cut our costs on the power for the field too. We have three different groups that play out there. The Warwick High School plays out there, the American Legion plays out there, and Little League, which used to be Babe Ruth, they all play out there too. And this last year, we were down a little bit on our games, but we had probably 45 to 50 games played, plus all of the practices that are done out there. And there's a lot more people that want to use it. Cal Fire just contacted me, and they have a kickball group, and they want to use it too. We've had a concert from the high school out there, and when COVID hit, they couldn't do their concert inside, so they called us. We had the stage put up on the in between the pitcher's mound and home plate, and I mean, it was a great event. They were out there for a full week. So we're doing a little bit different kinds of things, but we have a good board, and we're strong, and we're moving things along. So I would really like your support for the Parks and Record grant for Heber's Field. So with that, thank you very much. Thank you for all your time. I know you're working really, really hard, and enjoy your packet. It's got all kinds of wonderful things in there.
Thank you, Grace.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Callers online, it's your time to be recognized. Press star 9 to be recognized at this time.
Laurel Harkness, you may unmute. It's your turn to speak.
Good morning, Laurel.
Good morning. Yeah, Laurel Harkness. I'm representing the Siskiyou Outdoor Recreation Alliance. I just wanted to check in and give a few updates here. I think you all know that SD 208 passed. It was signed by the governor on September 16th, and this, of course, is the bill that will include portions of Siskiyou County within the Sierra Nevada Conservancy. So those portions will be the Upper Sacramento, McLeod, and Pitt River watersheds. So as of January 1, those portions of Siskiyou County will be within the Sierra Nevada Conservancy. SORA's championed this effort from the beginning, and we're over the moon excited to see it over the finish line. We want to thank Senator Daly and his staff, and also thanks to Senator Laird, former Secretary of California Natural Resources. He was a co-author on the bill, and we want to extend our thanks to the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors for the support from the very beginning, back when we began this effort in 2019. I understand that Sierra Nevada Conservancy will be on the agenda and presenting at some point in December, so they'll be able to better articulate some of the immediate and longer term opportunities. But SORA's happy to remain a resource to anyone that has questions about the Sierra Nevada Conservancy or prospective opportunities that we see in Siskiyou County. I think it's worth noting that the California Coastal Conservancy region covers the Klamath watershed area of Siskiyou County, and there may be opportunities for the two conservancies to partner on projects that could benefit the county as a whole. SORA has lines of communication with each of these conservancies, and we're very much encouraging future collaborations between the two conservancies. Moving on, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the mission of the SORA is to advocate for opportunities for all to access outdoor recreation and create meaningful and responsible connections to the trails, mountains, forests, rivers, lakes, and landscapes of the Shasta-Siskiyou region of Northern California. And in service to our mission and to the people and communities of Siskiyou County, SORA can and will engage in various policy and planning initiatives. And currently there's a great deal of regional planning going on related to the Lower Klamath Project. And I'm aware of at least two different studies or collaboratives, both with different goals and objectives. And much of the discussion is around end outcomes of the Parcel B lands. Very recently, SORA has been contacted by various stakeholders of this project and has been identified as a resource in these ongoing discussions. And I just wanted to make you aware that we're engaged in these discussions. At this point, it's mostly gathering information. I want to assure you that we value our relationship with the county leadership and staff and will always be open to thoughts, ideas, and insights that you all may want to share as things move forward. Feel free to reach out to me directly or Justy Hansen, our executive director. Lastly, we have two positions posted for SORA. We are hiring. We're seeking a Nordic Center program director and also a program director for the Siskiyou Stewardship Corps. This could be a full-time equivalent position if we can find the right candidate to serve in both roles. We're very excited about that. Thanks so much for the opportunity to connect with you all this morning.
Thank you. Next caller.
Caller ending in 9474. You may unmute. It is your turn to speak.
Good morning. I'm Ginger Savino. I would like to, the citizens of Big Spring want to thank you, county employees, first responders, healthcare providers, law enforcement agents, and the Board of Supervisors who have remembered we are a country with laws and a constitution. We understand the challenges you face daily as you strive to protect us, the citizens. We have seen crime overwhelm our country and our county. We stand with you and by you. One president, President Kennedy, had a speech worthy of repeating. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. It's truer today in our country and in our county than any other time in history. We may not be able to fix the world, but we can change our immediate environment to be a safer, healthier place by being engaged. We need the help of our county citizens to help you, the county. If you see it, say it, take a picture of it, turn it in. Your voice will make a difference to our county for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other callers? Please raise your hand by pressing star 9. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to move to consent agenda, wishes of the board.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion and a second, Wendy.
Okay. Supervisor Chris.
Coming,
yeah.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Haupt.
Aye. Next on the agenda is item 6A, first 5, the Children and Families Commission.
Oh, she's
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're great. Thank you. So I'm Karen Potts, the Executive Director of First Five Siskiyou Children and Families Commission. And here with, actually we have three commissioners on our from the First Five Commission. So,
Michael Perry, Siskiyou County Librarian.
Before we invite you to consider a proclamation for the 14th annual Read Across Siskiyou, I wanted to first and foremost thank all of the commissioners for their support, their vision, and their leadership over the last 17 years that I've been with the commission and beyond. I also wanted to take this opportunity to thank our county systems, Sarah Calords, Susan, Corey, and Behavioral Health, Public Health, who will be our newest partner. For the first time in the 17 years that I've been working with Siskiyou County and also, of course, the library, this is the first time that we have all of the county departments that have not only continued to support the efforts of First Five in the communities, but also provided funding, braided funding, to be able to be even more successful together. So just thank you. Budgets are statements of value, and it's truly not just an honor, but a privilege to work with all of your departments. With that, I wanted to make a special acknowledgement around the literacy efforts that we have with our county library. Without the support of Michael and the efforts that we have together in the community, we wouldn't be able to do the kinds of things that we do. For example, each year give over 30,000 books to the children in our community. As Supervisor Kopsev sees in our reports, that the more books that we put in the hands of the children in our community, the more increase that we see in their readiness for school. And this is evidenced by our independent evaluators. So thank you. Thanks for the partnership. And thank you all also for continuing to support the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. We have last year we had close to 2,000 children that benefited from the program. And it's exciting when parents say, you know, in fact, yesterday mom said to me, my son saw Dolly Parton on the TV and said, "Hey, that's the library lady." So yeah, we have so many stories of that, and again, our partners and community donors have been key for the success. So thank you all, and we appreciate the opportunity for you to adopt the proclamation, and appreciate your time to be guest readers at Read Across Siskiyou, and we welcome anyone else who's interested in becoming a guest reader. Finally, I'd like to just take a moment to remember Dr. Steve Perlman. As we all know, he was a champion for community work, and he actually was one of the key members that helped start the annual Read Across Siskiyou event 14 years ago. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up Steve Perlman. You know, I knew Steve for over 4 years, and he really had a passion for kids. You know, it's something that is kind of rare these days, I think, with everybody, their professional lives and everything. I do want to say I look forward myself in doing the reading every year, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, the way the kids light up. It's just amazing when you share a book with them. I never thought I'd ever get that gratification back to me until I did that the first year. So I look forward to it every year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really a blessing.
It really is. I have to say I relate. You know, when you smile to a child and the response that you get back from them, it's just such a gift. You know, they're the hope for our future, right? You know, and the more we can do together to bring joy and support to the children and support the families that they're a part of, the more successful our society will be, the more prosperous our society will be. So thank you all.
Yeah. Any other board members? If not, I'm going to have Michael read the resolution and we'll take a vote.
Okay, it's the proclamation of the 14th annual Read Across Siskiyou event, sponsored by First Five Siskiyou Children and Families Commission. Whereas the ultimate goal of the First Five Siskiyou Children and Families Commission is that all of Siskiyou's children from prenatal through 5 years of age will be healthy, ready to learn, and supported in a safe, nurturing families and communities. And whereas children in Siskiyou County from prenatal through 5 years of age have a successful start in life through daily reading with supportive and nurturing families, caregivers, educators, and community leaders. And whereas early literacy is the foundation for academic, social, emotional, and economic success, And whereas First Five Siskiyou, in partnership with Siskiyou County Library and the Family Community Resource Centers, dedicates one day each year to promote early literacy by providing the same titled book to be read by guest readers to children in various preschools, kindergartners, and child care settings, libraries, and online events throughout Siskiyou County on the same day, and provide each child with a copy of that book to take home. Therefore, the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors hereby proclaims November 17, 2021 as the 14th anniversary of Read Across from Siskiyou, and it be that this body enthusiastically endorses daily reading, singing, and playing with children as a critical foundation for healthy development and lifelong success.
Do you have an original?
Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Chris.
No, it's one of those things, how can you vote no on? So absolutely yes.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Absolutely.
And Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I apologize. Last but not least, we have Jean and Shasta and Allison and others in our team that have been instrumental in the success. This is the first year that we're not behind. And thank you, Jean, for your leadership in this. And Shasta, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So, Bynum, I think you're up for the...
Lisa Ferris, the Secretary for both Big Springs Irrigation and Montague Irrigation.
I believe she was going to call in. I don't see her in the room.
She was on her, yeah, Lisa Ferris. There she is.
Is she there?
Lisa Ferris.
There you go. She would be for the next two items.
All right. Item 6B and C, appointments for irrigation districts. Can you hear us online?
Lisa, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I got you now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just asking if the Board of Supervisors will appoint in lieu of election for both Big Springs and Montague Water Conservation District.
Would be Big Springs?
Sure. Move to approve item 6B.
Big Springs, okay.
Mr. Tanasi. For a four-year term.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
And Supervisor Hill?
Aye. And 6C.
For item 6C, I'll make a motion to approve all the names on the list.
Thank you.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
And Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to wait on item 6D. Water Board can't be online with us until 10:30. I'll move down to 7A, Health and Human Services, Public Health Division. COVID-19 update. Who's here for that?
Shelby Davis is online.
Do you have to wait till
9:30? Oh, yeah. Can we take maybe to be heard at any time?
It's time.
Yeah. Okay.
We're close.
Good morning.
For the COVID update? We have to wait.
Yes. Well, yeah. She's online right now. That's
we have
her.
To wait till 9:30.
But we've got it on the...
Oh, we tried on 7A?
Yes.
Yeah, we do have to wait till 9:35.
All right. Okay. We're going to take a 5-minute recess.
Oh, that worked. That'll work.